September 22nd, Jesus says, "From my gospel there emerges a teaching for you, humans so divided by hatred. Yesterday I left you at peace, to give you time to change your thought and look. Yes, this too, for there are blameworthy looks, because of the hate filling them as it does, and even more than, every word, by filtering the movements of your heart through the very sweet teaching of Mary the storms upsetting a lake are not suddenly calmed, and, above all, once calmed, do not restore to the waters immediately their former appearance. The cloudiness remains for some time to corrupt the waters, color, and clearness, and only when the waves are totally calm, even in the depths, does the water become clear, and once again get as blue and serene as the sky. The same occurs when hate rushes into a heart with its hellish wind. Time is needed for the soul to be purified of its anti-Christian poison. Bear in mind, Maria, that I understand that under certain painful agents it is only human for hate to arise. But you are not only human. Indeed, humanity is a transitory phase of your lives, whereas the superhuman is what is not subject to transience, for from the moment in which you are created by the Father, you are and will always be, in light or in darkness, according to your way of acting on earth, not until the end of the world, but in eternity, which has no end. The earth. The long, 30 times millenary life of the Christian earth, and the 7 times millenary life of the earth, a planet created by the Father. What is this in my time? An instant of eternity. Yesterday you were purifying yourself, and I left you immersed in this work necessary for all, and especially for my beloved ones, for I cannot stay where there is hatred. Always remember this, even if it were the most humanly just and comprehensible of hatreds. And I will now speak for you and for all. The teaching I am speaking to you about, which my gospel gives you, and on which you meditate little or not at all, is a teaching of lofty charity. There are 3 episodes which give it to you. They are explained to you in other forms, but, in this hour of hatred among the world's races, I will explain it to you in my own way. It would be so necessary to meditate on, to emerge from this high sea of hell, into which you have transformed the world. The centurion who beseeches for his paralyzed servant, the Canaanian woman with the reply which is a cry of boundless trust, and the wife of Pontius Pilate. 3 Gentiles, 3 people outside the Father's law, but among the children of Abraham, among those living in the law given by the Lord to his prophet amidst the lightning bolts of Sinai, who had a heart like those 3 hearts. They had more faith in me than my countrymen did. They recognized who I am in the light of this faith, and their believing was not left unrewarded. Now I want this to convince you that in all races, in all nations, there are good, unknown children of God, for those who believe in me, and seek me with purity of heart are my children. Not even in Israel had I found so much faith as I found in these 3 hearts that came to me without my having called them materially, and how many distant ones like these there are among the living. Judge not, children, and do not disdain. Just love, love all. You have a single Father Creator, remember this. You are thus brothers and sisters to one another. A single dust formed you and a single breath animated you. Why then, is there so much mutual hate? Do not be harsh to your brothers and sisters. Look at Jesus, the Master who does not err, and who did not reject the pagan centurion and the Canaanian woman, in Israel judged to be a leper in her soul. Take care that it may not be God who judges you to be such, infected as you are by ferocity, deceit, lust, and pride. Cleanse yourselves in the fire of love. It is lustral water which makes your souls white again, and a touch which opens your blinded eyes, your closed ears, which gives life to your paralyzed souls, and makes you capable of grasping what the Divine Spirit is saying to your spirits, in need of so much light and so much forgiveness.